Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. 14 Greenway stands on property the college owned at its founding, but later sold to satisfy debts. A carpenter named Walter Knox bought this lot in 1817 and probably built the two-story house that stood here for decades. In 1870, his widow, Catherine Knox, sold the property to Albert Osceola Jones. Most publications state that the Knox family built the house that is here today, but an 1872 news story describing this three-story house says it was being built for Jones. He was a free African-American who grew up in Washington, D.C., came to South Carolina in his 20s, and in 1872 moved in to 14 Green Street with his growing family. Jones served as clerk of the State House of Representatives from 1868 through 1876 during Reconstruction. South Carolina, a majority black state, had adopted a new constitution in 1868, giving voting rights to men of all races. Reconstruction and Jones's job as clerk of the Republican-controlled House ended in 1876. Democrats regained power following elections in which there was widespread evidence of fraud, and Jones and other Republican officials were arrested on charges of misappropriating state funds. Jones, like most of his colleagues, was never convicted, but Democratic politicians and white-owned newspapers vilified them as corrupt or incompetent. The 1879 city directory lists Jones's occupation as laborer, but another 1879 document shows Jones owned state-of-the-art technology for the time, two typewriters. In 1880, he farmed over 200 acres he owned in Beaufort, South Carolina, where he lived with his wife Estelle, four children, and a German nanny. He lost his Green Street house to foreclosure in 1881. Several families owned the house in the late 1800s, and for 2 years, the college rented it for use as a dormitory. One student living there, Edward Schaefer, later described the college as a kindergarten of Charleston's lingering 18th-century caste system. Of his dormitory, Schaefer wrote, "There was a relic of past grandeur in the front yard, a fountain where a mottled cherub patiently held aloft an iron umbrella, regardless of the fact that no water ever flowed from it." Schaefer recalled that a professor dubbed this statue the sign of the baby. From 1918 to 1961, the Lassane family owned the house, and the next owner was unable to complete the renovation they'd planned. The college bought it in 1964 from the family of developer J.C. Long, who had previously sought a permit to raise it. The college had been buying nearby properties since the 1950s, partly because they needed more space to expand, but also because many trustees and President George Grice wanted low-income renters and African Americans out of the neighborhood. The college had gone private in 1949 under President Grice in order to avoid integration. But these segregationist efforts ultimately failed. The college began admitting black students in 1967 and became a state institution in 1970. After Green Street became the pedestrian-only Greenway and the house was renovated in the early 70s, it was a women's residence hall until 2013. It was renovated again in 2018 and is currently home to the Center for Sustainable Development. Solar panels generate about 25% of its energy. And in the glass doors of the piazza, A.O. Jones's initials are visible in a stylized monogram above the number 14.